You're listening to SBS News.
It was one of few occasions that could unite the Democrats and Republicans as representatives from each party reached across the aisle to commemorate a man who represented freedom and equality. John Lewis was the first black politician to lie in state at the Capitol Rotunda, the last of so many firsts in an 80-year life. His former colleagues wiped away tears as they heard his voice again, from a recording of a speech he'd made to graduates of Emory University in 2014.
Made a trip to Mississippi, 1957. I met Rosa Parks at the age of 17. In 1958, at the age of 18, I met Martin Luther King Jr., and these two individuals inspired me to get in the way, to get in trouble. So I come here to say to you this morning, on this beautiful campus, with your great education, you must find a way to get in the way. You must find a way to get in trouble, good trouble, necessary trouble.
Six years later, another standing ovation before House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said he was true to those words and always found a way to fight for what he believed in.
He was the youngest speaker at the March on Washington program. How fitting it is that in the final days of his life, he summoned the strength to acknowledge the young people peacefully protesting and in the same spirit of that march, taking up the unfinished work of racial justice.
Mr. Lewis made his mark in politics over decades, representing Georgia and becoming known as the conscience of Congress as he fought for racial and social equality. He was a famously liberal Democrat, representing the Deep South, a contradiction of sorts in the 1980s and 1990s, much like the bipartisan support he enjoyed then and now. Vice President and Republican Mike Pence paid tribute to him at the service, joined by Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. Republican Senator Jody Heiss took to the floor of the House to express his grief.
John Lewis knew that it was necessary to fight the sins of this country, but he understood also to fight those in a nonviolent way. And I just had the deepest respect for John Lewis and am honored to have considered him a dear friend. And I just want to thank all my colleagues this evening for joining in this time to honor such a great man and an icon, obviously, particularly in the civil rights movement. But my wife, Dee Dee, and I continue to pray for the Lewis family.
While Texan Republican Will Hurd praised Mr. Lewis for clearing the path for other black Americans.
John Lewis spent his life fighting injustice and racism. If it weren't for the bravery of John and men and women like him, many of us wouldn't be in this chamber today. And as a black man, I'm not sure I would have had the same rights as my fellow countrymen.
Thousands would ordinarily be expected to pay tribute to the civil rights figure at the public service, but coronavirus restrictions limited numbers to just 100. And there was also a notable exception among the assembled representatives of the US government. President Donald Trump had criticized Mr. Lewis publicly in recent years and confirmed to reporters he would not be attending services to honor him. As a young man and one of the first freedom riders, John Lewis was assaulted as he campaigned to end segregation in the 1960s. And at that age, he may never have predicted this. His casket, raised on the same platform that carried former American presidents, on display as a mark of respect. U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell highlighted how Mr. Lewis lived.
John Lewis lived and worked with urgency because the task was urgent. But even though the world around him gave him every cause for bitterness, he stubbornly treated everyone with respect and love. All so that, as his friend Dr. King once put it, we could build a community at peace with itself.
Sending a message for a civil rights hero that was appropriate to mark a life defined by action. Camille Bianchi, SBS News.